Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
This is where we go around the room and us four all say a little something. Just how our day went yesterday, something our thoughts are all up in. Just a little piece of you, a little slice of you. And up first, our video producer, also a co-host of the show. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
I don't want to start the morning like this, but look, Lunchbox is getting on my nerves.
Oh.
I made a bet with someone in the other room. Lauren, she works in the production room. And she came to me. I didn't go to her. She said, before Thanksgiving, the Cowboys are going to lose. I will bet you $100
wow.
that the Giants will beat the Cowboys.
She just threw a big hundo at you?
Yes.
Like okay.
I couldn't jump fast enough. I reached over, shook her hand, like, you're on. $100, the Cowboys will beat the Giants.
I'm surprised you took such a big bet. You bet like
that's
$1.
Huge.
Because I was 100% that the Cowboys are going to beat the Giants.
Okay.
100%.
Go ahead. So then what's the issue?
So Lunchbox steps in and goes, whoa, you can't do that. I mean, no, it's not fair. The Cowboys are favored by 8 points. It's not a fair bet. You have to give her points. And I said, excuse me, no one's talking to you.
Yeah, who are you, Vegas line setters?
Right.
I don't bet with my friends on points ever. We just bet straight up on anything.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's what friends do. And so as far as I'm concerned, the bet happened. Now here we are after Thanksgiving. Cowboys win. And now Lauren won't pay me because she said, no, Lunchbox is right. I shouldn't have taken that bet.
What's your version of this?
No. Eddie was in there talking about it, and she goes, oh, I think the Giants are going to win. He goes, you want to bet?
Oh,
goes,
Eddie brought it up?
Yes. And she said, yeah, I'll bet. And then he goes, $100.
And oh, she goes, wow, this is a whole different story.
And she was like, okay, you know what I mean? I was like, wait, Lauren, do you understand what the point spread is? She goes, no, I don't know what that means. And Eddie goes, no, we're not doing points. You get out
Eddie,
of this.
Eddie, you straight took advantage of her,
yes.
According to his story.
No, that's his story, and that's exactly how Lunchbox
that's
works.
That's 100%. And
I want to bring Lauren in real quick. Lauren works, she's been on the air, on the post show a couple times. She works in our production area, newest member here, and youngest, by the way. Lauren, what's going on? What happened, and do you owe Eddie money?
So, I don't think Eddie and I ever really finalized it. I told him, I was like, I need to talk to my people.
Oh, you did say that?
I did. My people is my dad, and that just never ended up happening, so we never really finalized what was going
to
happen.
And anybody needs to talk to their dad about a bet, Eddie, you shouldn't be betting.
Yeah.
Okay, I rule in favor of Lauren.
Hey, this is the first I heard about the dad.
Eddie, this story did not hold up to begin with. Lauren, thank you for shedding light on that, but the Giants did lose.
Yeah.
But they covered the spread, so if she would have got the points, she would have won the money. It was 8.5.
But she didn't know what that was,
that's
though.
Not,
I know, that's
yeah.
what
okay,
I was trying
wasn't
to explain
the deal.
To her.
Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll let her go back.
So Eddie was taking advantage
Eddie,
of her.
Eddie, boom. Your story's a blatant lie.
No, that's exactly how it happened.
Okay. Up next, here he is. You know what? Some say he serves justice on the show. One piece of pie at a time to all of you losers.
Oh.
That's right. Lunchbox, wait. Go ahead, buddy.
Guys, you know the Steve Jobs? You know who that is? Me yes. and Steve Jobs have something in common, and you'll never know what it is.
Okay, so, all right, let's go to Amy then.
All right.
Here she is.
Oh.
You said we don't know what it is.
Yeah, we're moving on.
But I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
A few weeks ago, his old shoes sold for $218,000. I was like, if Steve Jobs' old shoes will sell, mine will too. So I had some old slippers or something from my house, threw them on eBay. Boom, sold!
But did you sell them as just old slippers that people would like? Or did you go, lunchboxes, slippers?
I said, one-of-a-kind item, lunchboxes, old slippers.
Did the person buy it because it was lunchboxes, or they just like the slippers, though?
No, these you can't wear these. These are old, ratty, worn out, holes.
And you did sell them.
And I sold them.
Okay, let's play a game here. How much? Eddie, what do you think they went for?
$20.
I go $8.
A dollar.
99 cents!
Woo! I only said 50 cents.
You paid to mail that off for 99 cents?
Well, they pay for shipping.
But why would they want
that? Why would they want that?
That costs more to ship, right?
I mean, how incredible is that?
Unless, I guess, you're carrying it there on foot.
I mean, isn't that pretty cool that I'm like Steve Jobs? And that was with no promotion. I just threw them on eBay and someone found them.
99 cents. Somebody probably don't even know who you are. They're like, oh, a pair of old shoes, 99 cents, I'll do it.
I don't get it.
A pair, we can burn this. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
Yeah, me and Steve Jobs, one and the same.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to go to you, Amy. Here she is. Amy, everybody. Good morning, Amy.
There's this beauty hack that is popular on TikTok, especially among teens. And as a mom of a teenager, it just really worries me because the beauty trend is filing down your teeth to try to make them as even and perfect as possible.
I saw some of this.
Like filing it with like a nail file.
Oh.
And
oh, that makes me not. I don't know.
And it's all in the, you know, the effort to attain whatever, quote unquote, perfect teeth. And I don't know. It's just so disturbing, all the things that we're exposed to, because as adults, our brains even have to process it. But when teenage brains are looking at things, like, it's just hard.
Do you bring this up to your daughter? Like, don't file your teeth down.
Yes. Like, I am going to have a talk with her about a lot of things. She's talked to me before about how, because on TikTok once, like, people had fang teeth and she wanted to try to file them to make them pointier.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, you do realize you can't go back from that. If you go fang.
Get a veneer.
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Then she can pay for that.
But once you go fang.
once you go fang.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, dang.
That does not.
That's good, Amy.
Once you go fang, go dang.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So anyway, just parents, you know, be aware of the trends on TikTok.
That didn't make me feel good.
I know.
My teeth are like, all right.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's got a Vegas comedy show soon, and he wishes he could sleep in till noon. Bobby Bones. Nice.
Thank you very much. Wow. I do. I brought this up on the show a couple days ago. Remember when I said you take your hands and put them together if you're constipated or you're bloated, and it helps you go to the bathroom faster? And so I grabbed one of the videos so I could follow up on this and let you guys hear this. Go ahead.
If you're feeling a little bit constipated, this is a trick that I learned from TikTok that worked for me. Maybe it'll work for you too. Take two fists, put them together, and rub back and forth for about 3 minutes. Wait about 15, and doing that process helps the intestines to move so that it moves your stool out of the body. Like I said, worked for me. It's worked for a number of people I have also seen on TikTok, so keep it in your back pocket. You might need it.
It's just put your fists together, and so your thumb goes in that little slot between your thumb and forefinger on the other hand.
That's crazy.
Now, you can try it. Maybe somebody wants to try it later on, see if it works. I have messed up insides. And I wonder, though, sometimes, because I had my spleen taken out, I ruptured my guts when I was a kid. I wonder if that has any effect on it.
You're the doctor.
Yeah,
well, my doctor says it is stress, like by far. And I'm like, well, I don't feel stressed. My wife's like, but you've lived stressed your whole life, so you don't feel it because it's normal. But maybe we try it later.
I'm telling you, every time I just try it for a second, I feel like I need to go.
But 3 minutes, your hands.
I mean,
burn.
I'm talking 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. That's how we're starting the show today. Thank you guys for being here. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've met several country artists over the years, and I've never had a bad experience until now. I had a run-in with my favorite country artist, and the interaction was not good. I ran into them at a bar. Right away, they came off as very disinterested and even appeared annoyed that I came up to them to say hi. I asked them to take a selfie, and they said no. And then they left the bar soon after. Now, I find it hard to listen to their music. I'm even questioning whether I still want to go to their concert, which I already purchased tickets for. Would you stop being a fan of an artist if you didn't have the best experience with them? Any advice on separating my experience with them and their music that I still love? Signed, broken-hearted superfan. Hmm. Well, superfan, this is what I would say. First of all, you've probably had bad days before where people have maybe seen you out somewhere and maybe you got some bad news at work or you're sick or you don't know. And you just reacted in a way, even to people you love. You're having to be. I would encourage you to give them the same grace because you don't know what's happening. They may just be a jerk. I don't know who it is. They may have also just been having a bad day. Also, you know, I feel like if someone comes up and asks for a selfie, unless you're with your kids or eating, that's okay, right? You're famous. However, everybody doesn't subscribe to those rules. Maybe he was just having a private moment and was like, no, I really don't want to right now. And you have to respect that. He's a human. He gets human space. Sounds like a jerk move. I will say that. But my definition of a jerk move is not the same as everybody else's. You can separate the art from the artist for sure. So you can still enjoy the music, and they may have been having a bad day. There are artists that come in that I've had terrible first experiences with, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do it again. And Scuba's like, you know what, let's have him in again. And I'm like, you know what, you're right, Scuba. Because you guys have heard Scuba before. I'm like, yeah, that's it, no more, I'm dead. And he's like, come on. I'm like, okay, all right, Scuba, you got it. We'll do one more, you're my voice of reason. And they come in and it's great, and then we become friends.
Yeah.
Or it could be the other way around, where they come in and I've in a bad mood, or I've got some bad news, or... And they're like, ooh, I don't like to go do that show because he just seemed pissy during a break or something, like in a commercial or something. So one instance does not make a bad person, not just for this situation, but for life. I have had artists where it's been like nine instances of badness. Hmm. And there are artists that every time I hear something about them, it's bad. I'm not going to say who it is. It rhymes with Rapper's Rid, but we're just going to. Anyway.
I bet I know who this is.
Poor guy.
This one here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. I know. Oh, yeah. I can tell you exactly who it is.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Yeah, and you know what? Ain't that great a person. But it ain't my job to say it because it just ain't. And
why
we may be wrong about
to
it.
Y'all so
oh, I knew immediately.
Yeah, right
as soon as you read it.
Yeah, me too. Same.
Huh.
Limited amount of syllables?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Very limited.
Cool. All what? Right. There you go.
Oh, is that a bar? Yeah.
That's Got what's it. Up. That's what's up.
Oh.
Give them grace, honestly. You'd want grace. It's a one-time thing. It may have been a one-time thing, as in one time for them as well, to be in a bad mood. That's what's up. Thank you very much. You can email us anytime. Morgan, what's that address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
An optimist is somebody who is hopeful and positive, basically. A pessimist is someone who tends to believe that the worst will happen. And so if I were to... kind of define you guys as optimists or pessimists. Eddie's an optimist.
Easy.
Always sees
my whole life.
That the good things are coming.
And even if I think they're going to be bad, I'm just like, it's all right. It'll be fine.
You'll get to the good stuff.
We'll be
eventually.
Good.
Lunchbox is an optimist.
Absolutely. 100%.
Excuse me?
For sure. Just because he hates things doesn't mean he's a pessimist. He always feels like things are going to work out for him.
His favorite word is no. And that's like
but
one
word. But
mostly
it's to shove other people down.
Right.
Yeah.
He thinks he is going to have it all figured out.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's an optimist.
That's true. I hadn't thought about it that way.
But pessimist towards other
people. He's angry.
People.
No, he's an angry optimist.
There you go.
And I would even say Amy is a bit of an optimist too, generally. I'd put you there. Not as much like blindly as Lunchbox, who just believes everything's going to work out. But I think that even your faith helps you be an optimist. But it's a lot closer to that line than those two.
Oh, you put me in a pessimistic category a little bit?
No, I just think you're closer to the line. I think Eddie is like a beach guy. Like, hey, man, it's the waves.
I can't see that line from here.
Lunchbox is like, hey, I'm going to be a millionaire. But why do you think that? Yeah, there's no reason. I just am. That's optimistic.
Okay.
And I think you aren't as blindly optimistic,
right.
But I do think...
Yes, yeah, so I try to see, okay, what does this make possible?
What do you think, Amy?
Just say it, Amy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay,
be honest.
Okay.
We'll back
let's
you up.
Let's say it all together on the count of three.
Okay, go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Got her.
Got her.
Eddie, too. Lunchbox, don't say anything.
I was going to say optimist.
Okay, but
I know what I am. I'm a pessimist, for sure.
I try
to do better at it.
You do.
And I enjoy when... I don't think you don't like good things. For me, I'm such a pessimistic person. Oh. Or things that I'm involved with. My teams, if the game's close, for sure we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
In life, for sure it ain't going to work out. That's just built through a history of things not working out and not being able to grow from it. Because I've had a lot that has worked out. But you know what?
when I got my brand, it was when things weren't working out very good. But yes, I'm an eternal pessimist, but can see really bright things, especially in others. I'm optimistic toward everybody else.
Does it have to be eternal?
Does that mean
I'll
forever?
Always be fighting it.
Okay.
But I'm a pessimist, sure. And I was talking to one of my favorite Bobbycast episodes. His name's Jordan Reynolds. He's a big songwriter, good singer too, producer, and he is an eternal optimist. I'm an eternal pessimist. And we were just talking about the difference and how hard it can be to celebrate things. Because I can't celebrate things because I'm like, well, I know this is going good, but tomorrow it's probably going to suck. I'm probably going to get in a car wreck or something. So, and then he talks about his version of why it's hard for him to celebrate as an optimist.
Bad part about being an eternal pessimist is that it's hard to find real joy.
Hard to celebrate.
Oh, no. I never said. I mean.
Ooh, yeah, that's tough.
It is.
I will tell you, though, it's hard to celebrate for an optimist, too. Because I think part of it is like you think your best days are yet to come. And you're like, this is cool, but this is not going to be the biggest thing we've ever done. And then you look back on things and you go like,
never thought about
that. That was
like
pretty
that.
Big. Maybe I should have just been excited when that was happening.
But that's an interesting perspective.
That is interesting.
He's like, not that he's sad or mad, but he's like, I mean, yeah, this is cool, but this ain't the biggest, so let's not even act like it's the biggest.
Yeah, something bigger will come, and then you're always waiting.
Yeah, he is such a bright guy and also just very bright. You should listen to that. It's the newest episode of the Bobbycast with Jordan Reynolds, and we get into it. Optimism, pessimism, you can be both. It doesn't have to be you're just one or the other, because I definitely have shades of optimism, especially with how I look at society, groups, people, very optimistic toward directions. Just for myself, it ain't going to work out, buddy. You know? I'm going to live forever if the good die young, except I'm probably going to die tomorrow.
You can probably change too, huh? Like, say you have just a string of just bad stuff happen over and over, and then you're
no,
like...
No, I believe people that are optimists still go, well, it's not over because I haven't stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they may get in a rut if that's happening like consistently, but they'll eventually find their way out of it and then be like, oh, okay, and then find a reason why that stuff happened.
I am working hard to be more of an optimist. I really do work hard at that. I spend a lot of time. I go to therapy. I'm getting better at it. My wife helps me with it. And so I'm directionally challenged, but I'm working toward that direction.
That's cool.
Sometimes I walk backward, like right now. Like, this bit's terrible. Everybody's already changed it.
It's a good bit.
Okay, no, people are probably evaluating who they are at the core and what they bring to the table.
Check out the newest Bobbycast with Jordan Reynolds.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Nicholas Paree Jr., he's a firefighter in Connecticut, and he had done a whole shift with the fire department, and he's on his way home. He's in his personal truck, and he's driving down the road, and he sees a glow, like, just up ahead, and he goes, what is that? It's a car engulfed in flames. So he pulls over. He's like, hey, just because I'm off duty doesn't mean I'm not a firefighter. He has none of his equipment. He gets out. He sees that someone is still in the car. And so he breaks the window. It's a woman stuck in there while the car is on fire, grabs her out. And in that time, the paramedics come. They save the woman. She's expected to make a full recovery. And here's the chief talking about if it wasn't for him getting there on time, she probably wouldn't have made it.
I was the first firefighter on scene from Brookfield. And there was no way that the victim would have survived had he not done what he'd done. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, a car on TV explodes, and I'd be scared. I think I would go into a car, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a very brave person, but I think I would go into a car to grab somebody. But cars on TV explode. I feel like I'd have a very limited time before, boom.
Yes, and another thing is people don't realize how hard it is to break windows in cars. Like, when I worked for the news,
That's a good point, too, because they shouldn't be easy to break.
It was really not. We had a reporter who was trying to break a window with a hammer, and he tried it 20 times and could not break it.
What?
Like, as hard as he
hammer?
Could.
Okay.
I'm dead
what?
Serious.
Oh, Pee Wee Arm Johnson?
Yeah, he could not break it, so.
We need to test this out.
Must shout have out been to strong. That firefighter. That's good. What's his name again?
His name is Nicholas Paree Jr.
Nicholas Paree Jr. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you lose this trivia game, you will eat a jalapeno covered in hot sauce.
What?
Oh, hey, yeah. God.
That does not go with my morning coffee.
Exactly. So Amy versus Lunchbox, three questions that Amy should know will be asked to Lunchbox, and three questions Lunchbox should know should be asked to Amy. Amy, you ready?
I don't know. I'm thinking sand seeds.
What?
Is there seeds in the jalapeno?
I haven't seen it.
It's minus the seeds, right?
No, it is what it is.
No.
Yeah, there it is. It's got seeds in it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, with hot sauce.
I'll
you don't do the whole thing because it's huge.
Okay,
just one good bite. You won't die, just hospital. All right, here we go. Emmy, you got three questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What college is the home of the Seminoles?
Roll, roll, Seminole wind.
The blank Seminoles. What college is that? And if you miss it, Lunchbox can steal.
I don't know. The Seminoles. Ugh. What is the state?
What college? The blank Seminoles.
University of New Mexico.
New Mexico Seminoles. Incorrect.
I don't know.
Lunchbox steal?
Florida State.
Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, that, I do know that. No.
You let the food get in your head too much where it messes you up early in the game.
I know, but now I'm picturing Seminole starter jackets from back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Should have done that like 18 seconds ago.
You need to picture a jalapeno with hot sauce.
Amy, what A-list actor plays the main character Jordan Belfort in The Wolf of Wall Street?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. Very good. Amy, what team does quarterback Aaron Rodgers play for?
Green Bay Packers.
That is correct. Amy with two.
Yes.
Lunchbox with one from the steal.
Ah, sorry I yelled that.
Lunchbox. My colors are blush and bashful is a quote from what 80s comedic drama? It's a movie. My colors are blush and bashful.
My colors are blush and bashful. Pretty Woman.
Incorrect. Now, you can steal and even it out.
No, your colors are pink and pink. That's Steel Magnolias.
That is correct.
Also starring Julia Roberts.
That was a comedy.
It's funny, yeah. Dolly and shit, they're funny in it.
Hey, Lunchbox, what actor, actress, played the oldest sister on Full House?
Oh, Candace Cameron Bure.
Correct. Mm. If you get this, you're tied. Sudden death.
Come on.
Death. Lola V is a line of hair care products by what famous actress? Lola V.
Bring in the jalapeno.
You told her in her face, get ready to eat the jalapeno.
No, I said, think about it. I was trying to mess her up.
But then you said, because of jalapeno. Yeah.
Well, just bring it in.
You want to guess? Lola V.
Jessica Alba.
So close. The initials are the same.
Because my
Jennifer
friend...
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
I did. Okay. I guess I didn't have to answer it, though.
You didn't. He can't beat you now.
Okay, cool.
So Amy wins. Player song. Or marching in the jalapeno.
Wow.
It's a big one, so don't have to do the whole thing, but you gotta do a half of it.
Oh, wow.
No, a half, you're crazy.
That's a bite.
Big bite, big bite.
What kind of hot sauce is that?
Well, it's called butt pucker.
That's slap your mama?
What is it?
It's called butt pucker and slap your mama.
It's called, hot sauce your mama.
It is called that, slap your mama?
Yeah, it said hot sauce on your mama.
What? Is that what's in?
Oh my God.
All right, Lunchbox, three.
Oh man, I can already smell it.
Hey, this is brutal, man.
Two, one, go.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh, that's like an apple.
Oh my.
Hey, you're gonna be okay, man. You're gonna be all right.
Clean up that cough.
Yeah.
Hey, Lunch, just swallow it, dude. Just swallow it. Get it out of your mouth.
Oh god.
Just get it out of your mouth.
Water
might make it worse.
I need milk.
He needs milk.
We don't have milk.
There's no
man.
Milk.
Nobody
it's
ever
not
prepares.
It's not a hot chip, though.
Okay, take a bite then.
Hey, just take it down.
I'm trying.
You got to.
Oh.
Is it pretty bad, really?
Yeah. Hey.
No.
Oh, wow.
You blowing it on Eddie?
I'm dying. Oh, man.
What? Oh, I smell it over here.
Oh, man.
This is going to hurt.
I am far away, and now I smell it.
Pretty tough.
There we go.
Nice job, buddy.
Good job.
Oh, my God.
He's putting the napkin on his tongue now.
Oh, man. Come on, man. How do I make it stop? Oh my God.
Eat something else.
I don't have anything else.
I don't have anything else.
Did you say, how do I make it stop?
Give me that apple.
Do you want
apple.
One of my ice cubes?
Give me my apple.
Yeah, Eddie's apple.
Now I just say, like a hot apple. Oh my gosh.
Rub the apple on your tongue. There you go.
Man, that hurts, man. Oh, man.
Oh my
gosh.
I don't
know how you get your tongue to stop hurting. Oh, man.
Hey, sucking the apple?
Oh my gosh. I hate it, honey.
Okay, can we get the jalapeno out of here? It stinks.
Should I go to a song now?
Yeah, no, this is fun, man. I like watching
it. I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, man, it hurts my tongue so bad. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Golly.
All right, we'll come back in a second.
Oh, man, I don't know if I'll be back.
How you feeling?
Oh, man. Not good.
Let's watch his head eat half of a big old fresh jalapeno.
Dude, he took a big bite.
Covered in hot sauce. What hurt worse, the jalapeno or the hot sauce?
Probably the hot sauce.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I think it just combined with the jalapeno. Man, the tip of my tongue is still burning.
Just the tip?
I don't know why, but yeah, it hurts right all in here. Oh, man. Woo! Like, maybe your throat is tougher than your tongue, but... God, that tip of the tongue is not tough.
Still, are you still licking an apple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a piece of ice from my coffee?
No, why are you stroking the apple with your tongue?
It's really weird.
He's like,
like a cat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of things that'll make it feel better.
Morgan said she was single. And so Lunchbox said, guys, start sending her DMs. And guys have started sending you DMs.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of DMs. They're pretty interesting. And they're getting pretty clever with how they approach the situation.
All right. Read me some of the last DMs that you have from guys going, hey, Morgan, I like you.
Okay. Here's one. Hey, is this available?
What's this?
They're referring to me.
You?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's not
this
good.
Available?
That's
no,
not
she's
good.
She's not a this.
Yeah, because, yeah, she is.
No, she's
you're
not.
A this.
No, I'm you're not. I'm actually not.
You're a
this.
Person, place, or thing. That's a this.
That's a noun.
No.
Yeah, that's a noun. Okay. What's the next one?
I heard you're not dating anyone on the show this morning. I have an adorable son in Nashville you would love. I mean, it's a mom trying to hook me up with her son.
That could be promising.
Could you go to her page, though, and see what the son looks like and then make your mind up?
Well, she's private on Instagram, so currently.
Oh, yeah,
no.
That's tough. It's tough to be private. Okay, next one.
Can you please fill out this new follower survey and they attach a screenshot of a new contact screen? Huh? So, like, you know when you go
on your
to,
phone, yeah. New contact.
Like,
so
I'm
they just want your
up.
Number.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay. What about great?
That's is crazy. That not creative?
I'm sure they stole it from something.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Next up.
Willing to relocate for a date.
Meaning they'll come from out of town and take you out.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
And that's a rhyme, too. Yeah.
Willing to relocate for a date.
Right.
That's a poet.
Next.
First date and last date are on me. Hopefully in between are a lifetime.
Oh.
Wow.
That's romantic. Hey, that's romantic.
That's saying they're in it for the long haul.
Is it though?
You don't even know her.
Right.
Well, he thinks he does.
That's corny. That's overly corny.
I like that one.
Next one.
I love your head and your hair.
Huh?
What the crap?
Now that I can do.
I don't get that one.
Move on.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been on any dates?
No, not since the last one, but I am gearing up to go on a few more. I have a few... planned.
You're gearing up.
You have
with three different guys?
Yeah.
All three different guys?
Two different guys currently.
So do you have two playing with one guy and one with the other?
Nope, just one with each. It's the first date with both.
Okay, so you have a couple, not a few.
Yeah.
I got a question. Yeah. Are any of those two from a DM?
No. They're all from Hinge, the dating app.
So what has been, like, do you go to the gym? Do you, like, look for guys now at the gym?
Well, so I have started going to a new gym, and I'm trying to decide how to go up because there's a lot of cute guys. How do I go up to them in the gym? Because aren't you not supposed to go up to them in the gym?
No,
here's the difference. If you're a guy, you can't randomly go up to a girl and be like, what's up? Especially if she has ears in, you know, headphones. We say ears here. But if she has headphones in, it's tough. You don't go interrupt her headphones. It's much harder for a guy to go up to a girl because that can feel creepy and even a violation at times if they're in the middle of something. You have to really be strategic and do soft, hey, how's it going? If you happen to be at the same place. If you're a girl, you can just go up to a dude. It doesn't matter where they are.
You don't think it's creepy?
I don't.
Coming from a girl, no.
Yeah,
it's
no,
never
it's
creepy.
Not.
No, it's never creepy for a chick to come up to you and say, what up?
You have free reign. If he's just working out, you can go up and be like, hey, how's it going, Morgan? That's all. That's all you have to say. Like, I just want to come and say hi. You could literally just do that, and a guy is so dumb. If he likes you, he immediately is like, that's it, the end. Or a guy really has to have something in his arsenal.
No, instead of going up and saying, hi, I'm Morgan, say, hey, instead of lifting those weights, why don't you pick me up?
Oh, no. Boy.
She doesn't need a line. That's the difference.
That's great,
she doesn't
though.
Have to attract him with anything like that. She literally can go, hey, I'm Morgan. I just wanted to say hi. That's all you have to do.
Okay, so he can be like running on the treadmill, and I'm just like, hey,
absolutely.
How's it going?
Yes, unless he's sprinting, you could literally go, hey, I'm Morgan. I just wanted to say hi. Maybe I'll see you after you're done running. Just keep walking.
Man, if she said that, that'd be so baller. Be like, whoa.
That'd be so baller. And a guy would be like, that's awesome.
What just happened?
Okay, so I got to bring out the boldness.
It's all it is. You don't have to have any strategy. You just have to be bold.
Oh, okay.
Just say, hey, I'm Morgan. I just wanted to say hi. Boom, you're done. If he likes you, he'll make a point.
Okay, but if I go up to one, I probably can't go up to another, right? I just got to,
at the same time. You can't, like, walk by two treadmills and be like, I'm Morgan, just want to say hi. See, after you run. Like, hey, I'm Morgan, just want to say hi.
They'll think you're running for office.
Yeah, it's like Jim Carrey. Good morning, good evening, and good night on the Truman Show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can. The gym is, you can have multiple, they're not working out together.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if it's like, you know when, like, a girl dates, like, a bunch of guys with the same friend group?
You're good.
That's a similar vibe.
The gym is not a friend group. Okay. It's a place people go to lift weights. That's it. Good luck. Let us know how that goes. You have to do that to one person. Just go. You see one, report back. And just say, hey, I'm Morgan. I just want to come and say hi. That's
okay. It. I will be bold. We'll
I
see
cannot
how long it
wait
takes
for
me.
That.
No, she's going to blow his mind.
Yes. The guy's going to be like, what? And then he's going to pass out. A voicemail from Kim in Austin.
Just curious, is it time for new wedding songs? With the new year coming, just thought maybe it's time to change everyone's wedding songs. Love the show. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. I don't think so. The wedding song doesn't change with the wind or the year or the calendar. The wedding song changes, I guess, when our heart changes, because we've had these for a long time. And I don't get to play a lot of games because I work with Mike. You know, Mike writes a lot of the games and we kind of change them up. But if I do play a game, this would be my song. I go, oh!
You're unbelievable.
The jam.
That's good. It's called Unbelievable, obviously.
Who sings that?
EMF.
Oh, EMF. Man, that's old school.
That's old school. I don't think they had another song. But, oh!
You're unbelievable.
Amy has a song from Lizzo. I hear it so much.
Juice.
Juicy. Yeah, that's right. Juice. Oh, yeah, no choice B.I.G. does juicy. It's called juice?
It's just straight juice.
That's gross.
Yeah, man.
Ain't my fault.
No, I like it. It doesn't sound like a real song. It's like, tell me something good. When I hear the real song, I'm that meme where DiCaprio sitting on the couch pointing at the TV like, oh, there it is. It's like, oh, that's our song, but it's a real song.
Yeah.
Lunchbox's song is DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
All I do is, we don't have to do the whole process here. Because he didn't win. So
I mean, he's had that song for what?
Ever.
Forever.
15 years.
God, this is
not
crazy.
Khaled, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Eddie has his uncle doing a version of
Thou Thou.
That's enough. We don't do nothing.
No. It's Thou Thou, and that's my Theo Fufa.
Morgan has Luke Combs. Fear, yep.
Yep, Fear Never Broke My Heart.
Are there any more, Ray? Is that it?
I got one. If I ever play games, it's I'm on a boat.
What? I've never heard this.
I have never now that he it. Said that, but he doesn't. Yeah, he's won. He's won like once, and he plays occasionally. But those are our winning songs. I don't think we're going to change them. But if anybody ever wants to change it, they can bring it to the show.
I changed mine. It hasn't been Juice forever. I can't even honestly remember what my other
juice.
One was. But
I wish it were juicy. You know, I don't like that word.
But it was a whole process. So much like I had to put in an application with you and be like.
It's like adopting a dog. Yes. I had to go to your house and make sure that everything was cool.
Yeah. The Bible
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Watching our favorite shows can have an impact on where we want to travel. Expedia found that travelers are more inspired by TV shows than anything else when they're trying to pick where they want to go on vacation.
So I never went on a vacation as a kid. Well, until I was an early teenager, and my friend's dad took me on one. He's like, you never been out of the state? I was like, no. He's like, let's go, get in the van. And we went to Colorado. It's so memorable, so appreciative to people who took me and let me do things. That being said, as soon as I started to have any success at all, I'm like, I'm traveling a little bit. But I didn't, you didn't go to other countries. You didn't go to other states where I grew up. And so I was like, where do I go? So I went, okay, boom. Brady Bunch, Hawaii. Because they went to Hawaii and that mask had the bad luck. And they threw the bad luck.
Yeah.
Boom. Friends went to London. That's why I went to London. Full House. Jesse toured Japan. That's why I went to Japan. Oh, I could keep going.
That's crazy.
It's the only way I knew of things other than reading it in books, but it's the only way I like saw, it's not 3D, but you know, action. So I went, TV is influenced at all. Montana, when we did Breaking Bobby Bones, I didn't go for Montana, like, because of Yellowstone. But while I was there, I was like, you guys watch Yellowstone? Is this, like, what it's really like?
Yeah, Yellowstone was on the list. Like, viewers are trying to go Montana, Wyoming, that whole area. And then if you watch Bridgerton, Downton Abbey, The Crown, you want to go to England.
If you don't say Downton Abbey, you're going to get messages.
Downtown.
Yeah, it's not downtown.
I meant that. Yeah. Downton Abbey. Thank you for the correction. And then Emily in Paris, which I watched that, and it made me want to go to Paris. I still haven't gone yet, but
I'm going to have to do this, too, because when I get them, it's Emily in Paris.
Stop.
Ugh, Amy.
I know. I don't care.
But it is?
I just don't. Yeah, that's why it rhymes. It's Emily and Paris. But I don't want the mess. I'm annoyed by people in general at this point of the year because I'm tired and they go at me for everything. So, yes, what we meant was Downton Abbey and Emily and Paris.
Man, I thought you were joking about Emily and Paris. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Me too. But I watched that whole thing, and then when I talk to my friends about it, I'm like, oh, Emily in Paris.
That's why they talk bad about you behind your back.
Oh, cool. So some parents, they took issue with how much television their kid was watching, and so to punish them, they made them the kids stay up all night watching TV.
That's awesome. And you know what? It sounds fun for a second, but you can't let them watch their favorite shows.
Just watch other things?
All Andy Griffith.
Oh, man. That's punishment.
So, in black and white. They won't even give it a chance because it's black and white.
They videoed it and somehow, you know, it was made public, went viral, and people are calling it like a form of abuse because the poor kid just wanted to go to sleep and the kid was crying and so tired. And the mom was like, nope, you have to stay up watching. Finally, at 5 a.m., they let him go to bed.
Okay, soap in the mouth. I remember once when I was like 9, I said a bad word, and my grandma washed my mouth out with soap. Maybe brush my teeth with it. Oh. Now, I learned. That's vivid in my brain. I cursed some, but I haven't cursed now in years and years. But I remember that. It has such, and I'm cool. I'm cool with it. That would be an abuse now.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, yeah. My father-in-law, he got caught with a cigarette. So his dad made him smoke a whole pack.
I heard about that.
In the closet.
Ugh.
Wow. That's terrible.
And if you did that now, that would be abuse. Oh, yeah. That, though, is also like...
That's bad.
That's really
all
bad.
All of a sudden, he's hooked.
Yeah.
No, he never smoked again.
It went the other way. He's like, all right, and he's now 11. He's Dad, I need a cigarette, man.
I like this.
What?
Speaking of TV, Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas airs tonight on NBC and Peacock. Earlier this year, Dolly was spotted filming at Dollywood with Willie Nelson, Jimmy Fallon, and Billy Ray Cyrus. So it should be fun if you're looking for something to watch. Dolly says that NBC wanted a special, and this musical should fit the bill.
And Jimmy Allen. I saw them have a picture together on Instagram.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Lots of people. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Big shout out to all our teachers out there. Doing the Lord's work, as they say. And I love when they are celebrated and publicly, which is why I'm going to talk about this now. Norwegian Cruise Lines, they opened up a new ship, and they called Kelly Clarkson, and they just celebrated a bunch of teachers. They gave 100 teachers a big old trip, and then obviously a concert by Kelly Clarkson. And they just do what I think a lot of people want to do, just show teachers that they appreciate them. They also gave them a bunch of cash for their classrooms. And I tell this story to say, hey, Norwegian Cruise Lines, that's pretty cool. But also to all of our teachers out there, like, we appreciate you every single day. You are underpaid and overworked, and we're just lucky we have you. Unless you're a bad teacher.
Yeah.
There are some of those.
But I want to identify them. Awesome. I want just the good ones that are doing it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. And Norwegian Cruise Lines, that's pretty cool. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.